Hello, everyone, and welcome to our second OU cast. My name is Andrea. I am the International Communications and Research Advisor at the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation and your host for today. I am here, digitally, of course, with the Deputy CEO of the BOSS Foundation, Dr. Anton Nuchayo. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Anton, welcome to the OU cast.
Thank you very much, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here. It's nice to connect, even though we're all working from home right now. I'm also looking forward to talk to you about today's theme, which is why we must save orangutans. But before we get into that, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, your experience with orangutans, and what you do with the BOSS Foundation?
So when I did my undergrad, I did a research on primate behavior. And when I have opportunity to do my master, I studying the landscape management, which is on how the primate utilize various type of plantations, and I compare it into the actual habitat, which is forest. And then when I did my doctoral degree, I study about the morphology on orangutan and how differences in geographical context. And I used to work as a biologist and then work in orangutan conservation program in other NGOs before working for BOSS Foundation as a program manager back to 2010-2013, and now I'm become the deputy CEO of Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation.
So it's obvious you have a lot of experience with orangutans and with other species. So based on all your work, why do you think it's important that we save orangutans?
If we are talking about forests, we have to talk about forests, not only the trees. We have to talk about the whole ecosystem, the ecology, which is including the animals inside there. And primates, of course, the orangutan as well, are a good seed dispersers. And when I was in research stations more than 20 years ago, we did the research on how the primates, the seeds that eaten or taken by primates and stay in their stomach for a while, and then it disperses like more than 500 meters. It depends on home range of this primates group. And then we also looking at the germinations, which is we able to see that the one that went into the primates' stomach will have a better germinations compared to the one that just dropped from the trees. That's what I learned. So for me, it is important to save the orangutan because of they perform as the farmer in the forest. So without them, the forest most likely will lose many of the species of trees.
So based on that, orangutans are obviously important to the forest, but why should we really care about these forests? Why are they important to us as humans? We don't live in forests.
We may realize that not all of people now live in the forest. Only few of them still remain living in the forest. But definitely forests give us a lot of benefit. It is, you know, manage the water and also provide fresh air for us. In the forest, there are so many species of animals, including bees, that helping us to pollinate all of the trees, which is it gives us also food resources, not only inside of the forest, but also in surrounding of the forest for the community that depend on agricultural crops.
So forests are important too, is what you're saying. If we go even bigger scale, because hopefully this OU cast reaches people around the world, could you even make the jump to how forests in Indonesia impact people in cities in Europe and the Americas and other parts of Asia and Africa? Or is that too big of a jump to make?
I think, you know, it still have an impact to the whole ecosystem in this world, because of if we're losing a lot of forests, then we will have higher carbon emissions, right? Which is then heat up the this earth. Means that the temperature might increase when during summer, for example, it will hotter than usual. Maybe then during the rainy seasons, the rain itself then different to the usual.
So is it a jump to say by protecting orangutans, we're also helping to reduce the impacts of climate change or reduce the intensity of climate change?
I will say yes, because of it is has correlations, right, between carbon emissions and the loss of the forest cover in all over the world. And especially when it is, if we are talking about peat swamp forest, where most of the remaining are now under development, which is it tends to burn easily compared to decades ago. When it burns, increase the temperature in this planet.
From my own knowledge and experience, there appears to be a sort of tipping point when you talk climate change. For these forests and orangutans and these ecosystems that are vital to the entire health of our Earth, do you think there's a point of no return? Are we dangerously close to it? Have we already passed it?
Oh, this is a really hard question, and it is beyond my expertise, but I'm thinking that it is kind of a point of no return, but we may have to, not happy, but we may have to say thank you for this COVID-19 because of then less activities around the world, especially burning the fossil fuel, which is then most of the places in this world are then less polluted, and the people able to see the sky that blue and able to realize that fresh air is something that valuable and rare. So I hope that this kind of situations then people able to realize and then change their behavior on exploit this earth too much.
So this pandemic has given you hope. Would you say then, based off your answer, if we do change our behaviors drastically as we are now, there is still hope for orangutans in these forests? We can?
I will say yes, because of, you know, I'm an optimist person.
We have to be in this field, right?
Yeah.
Not optimistic. It's hard to go into work every day, or I guess into the room next to your bedroom nowadays.
Yeah, at least we have to give kind of a positive vibe to all of us that there is a possibility of this earth will getting better.
I like to think that too. So in this optimistic future, from a personal standpoint, why do you want to have orangutans in this future?
Again, because of we know well that this orangutan play important role in the ecosystem, and definitely they also a good example for us to learn a lot of things that we may able to get the benefit with a good way on utilize the plants and animal in the forest, because of I do believe that they, you know, eat something that will give a good benefit for them. Some day people told me during pregnancy and when they give birth, the orangutan tends to eat several type of plants that then the dia also utilize it when they giving babies.
You mentioned the Dayak people. For those of us tuning in who aren't from Indonesia or even Kalimantan, who are the Dayak people?
The native people of Borneo. So they are living only in Borneo, of course, in the Indonesian part and also the Malaysian part of Borneo.
So you're saying they learn from orangutans, and we all have something we could still learn from orangutans if we can protect them.
Yes.
Well, that's a comforting thought. They're not too different from us humans, are they?
Oh, definitely not. I've been, you know, studying primate behavior, and apes, lesser apes also, yeah, just like us. A lot of conflicts, a lot of intrigues.
Keeps life interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Never a dull moment with primates, humans included. So to change the tone a little bit, so we're talking about this future with orangutans. To get to that point, what do we need to stop? What is driving them to extinction currently?
Oh, it is clear that the main driver that make the orangutan goes to extinction is the habitat changes, which is land alterations, most likely for the you know, industrial plantations that we see and saw so far.
So with habitat change being the main driver of extinction for orangutans, what are you and the Boss Foundation doing to stop this and save orangutans?
Most of people in this world thought that we, Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundations, only working on rehabilitating and reintroducing the orangutans to the wild. No. We have something bigger than that. We are working with 400 staff. We also working in big area in central Kalimantan that have big populations of wild orangutan. This is the ex-Megarice project in the past, in the late of 90s. So Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundations with MAWAS program maintain, rehabilitate a forest that has size more than 3,000 hectares. And this is something that give us a clear picture that POS are working not only directly to the animal by rehabilitate and reintroduce it, but we also protect and rehabilitate the forest. Means that we have to work with the community as well. So what I would like to say is we working in so many various program and activities to make sure that the orangutan and its habitat are protected and able to survive for a longer period of time.
So would you say we have to protect orangutans to protect the habitat, or protect the habitat to protect the orangutans?
Protect the habitat for the orangutans and for us, of course.
Or can it go both ways?
Yeah, we was doing both, doing directly protecting the orangutan by rehabilitating and send them back to the forest. But if we are talking about what BOS is doing at the moment, we working in area that have more than 2,500 wild orangutan.
Which area? So
in MAWAS area, which is five times compared to the orangutan that in our centers.
That's a lot of orangutans. And still a lot of orangutans in the center. But how many are in your centers right now?
We have now more than 430.
So between the orangutans in the centers and the wild orangutans that the BOS Foundation is helping to protect, that's no small drop in the bucket. The last population estimate for Borneo orangutans brings the number under 60,000 individuals in all of Borneo. So you and the BOS Foundation are doing fantastic work, but for the 7 billion people on this planet, most of them can't work with orangutans directly and help save them here in Borneo. What can they do to help orangutans and their habitat?
Basically something that, doing something that respecting this planet, changing lifestyle, less pollution, less plastic waste, etc., etc. Also, people able to directly supporting us with their talents, with their expertise. But for the one that has no such expertise on that match with our needs in the field, then they could do a lot of things. For example, our documentary, the videos for YouTube, it needs music. So someone that have a talent on music then could support us. And the one that could on maybe film editing can, help us on editing our footage. And then the one that could on designing something, then we have a lot of reports, we have merchandises that need to have new designs. Then you have more money than you can just send to us. That's the most simple way, I guess.
Oh, there are a lot of ways people can help us and orangutans within their own means, in whatever way they can. Every way helps. So that has been very informative. Thank you so much for joining me today, Anton. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
No worries.
For those of you who would like to know more about our work and how you can support us, we will be having another OUcast in the near future with a theme about how everyone, no matter where you are, can support orangutans here in Borneo. So please follow our Instagram for more information on that. Thank you for joining us today.